can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that there are a bunch of features there on the site, and they're totally free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site and give them all to you, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Michelle, joining us here tonight for, the third time, I think? You've been on the show a couple times before.
Yes, this is the third time.
But I think you've only been on once with us, if I'm not mistaken. You did, didn't you do She Talk Live or a Sunday
show? I've never done She Talk Live, and I've never done it with either you or Mark.
Oh, well, then this is quite special.
Yes.
So for our listeners that don't recall, Michelle has been on the show certainly by phone in the past, and she is she's one of my heroes.
Michelle Seven.
Michelle, I didn't know if she wanted to use her last name, but I guess everybody does, right?
Sure.
Okay, so Michelle Seven is here. And
that's your real last name?
That is my real last name.
Because it sounds so inauthentic. I mean, it's
porn star?
Yeah, well, I hadn't thought of that, but I'll go for it.
So Michelle is one of my heroes because she has had the courage to not pay the federal criminal gang for the last X number of years, as I also have not done. And I'm just glad to have other people that are in the same boat up here in New Hampshire. I hope that we have more jumping on board soon. This would be a good bandwagon to get people on board.
I agree. Freedom is a nice thing.
Yeah, and it takes a little bit of risk. There's always a little bit of risk involved, maybe a lot, when you're seeking freedom, because there are certain people out there that don't want you to have it. So we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Now, Michelle is also, I believe, a self-described Christian, but you're not the kind of Christian that, well, is the, say, Pharisee kind of Christian. But Mark, how would you describe one of those Pharisee types?
Well, Jesus described them as people who go out in the town square and pray so that everybody can see them. They make sure when they give money that everybody knows. They're constantly talking about the law and what's important about following the rules, and their relationship with God isn't really what it's supposed to be.
They're the kinds of people who are eager to get behind the state in its enforcement of whatever it is their code of morality might happen to be. Whereas if they were real Christians, it would seem to be they'd be trying to emulate their idol, Christ. And instead, they're advocating to throw people in cages and hurt people and start wars and kill people around the world. You're not one of those Christians, are you?
I wouldn't say that I'm one of those Christians. I sadly agree that there are a lot of people who, in the name of Jesus Christ and Christianity, not just now, but for centuries, have been crusading to fight and beat the world into submission to God, but that goes against all the principles that Jesus himself taught, which is that the relationship has to be by choice. And the only way you can exercise choice is if you're a free human being that can accept the consequences for their behavior.
So you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, which was just an amazing event, and you were very busy behind the scenes putting things together. She's smiling quite a bit here. You're busy putting things together behind the scenes there and doing a great job. You worked with the CD Evolution Fund to put together a fundraiser, which was incredibly successful.
We raised, I think, $1,500, I think.
It was good. Yeah, it was great. More than I expected. I think more than everybody expected, which was fantastic.
Well.
And you were also one of the contestants in the stripper contest. Contest.
Please. There was no contest there.
It was pole dancing. It's not strippers.
Pole dancing, that's true.
Pole dancing.
No one took their clothing off.
I did.
All of it?
No.
Oh.
No, but I got down to like a bathing suit top and bottom.
There you go.
People, as I undressed from my ladybug costume, fairy costume, it appeared that people were thinking that I might go all the way.
How could a Christian woman take part in a pole dancing contest? Doesn't that seem very un-Christian?
What's un-Christian about dancing on a pole?
I don't know. One could say that it was immoral. And you were dancing with your daughter to top that off. I mean,
I know.
What would Jesus think?
I know. Jesus would be there wanting to know why I was continuously using my right arm and not exercising my left, too, because it's important to, you know.
Because it's exercise.
Did you see it?
I did. I saw a video. Oh, I wasn't there in person.
It's acrobatic. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you know, there was just this tiny little area around the base of the pole, which was only about, 1 foot by 1 foot. And so it's not like we were, you know, crawling around on the floor doing these sexy little stripper moves. Mm-hmm. It was more like acrobatics on a vertical pole as opposed to a horizontal pole. So I don't know if you watch the Olympics, but I was dressed no more scantily than any of the little gymnasts that are 13 years old and under the age of what is popularly considered consent.
Mm.
So
there you go. It's plenty for me.
Speaking of,
I don't think that God has a problem with people in their birthday suits either.
Speaking of 13-year-old girls, I actually have a story in relation to that here. And as a mom of a teenage daughter and a couple of teenage boys, you might find this interesting. The story from DenverPost.com, Salt Lake City, where Utah Supreme Court justices acknowledged Tuesday they were struggling to wrap their minds around the concept that a 13-year-old girl could both be an offender and a victim for the same act. In this case, you guessed it. Having consensual sex with her 12-year-old boyfriend.
I do believe we remember this story.
I think so. Well, it's hard, Mark, to remember all these because
a bunch of
kids have been targeted for child porn and sex offender charges for having consensual activities with one another. The Ogden, Utah girl was put in this odd position because she was found guilty of violating a state law that prohibits sex with someone under the age of 14. She also was the victim in the case against her boyfriend, who was found guilty of the same violation by engaging in sexual activity with her. The only thing that comes close to this is dueling, said Associate Chief Justice Michael Wilkins, noting that the two people who take 20 paces and then shoot could be considered both victim and offender. Of course, people are also consenting to a duel as well, nonetheless. And Chief Justice Christine Durham wondered if the state legislature had intended the peculiar consequence that a child would have the simultaneous status of a protected person and an alleged perpetrator under the law.
You know, I think that it is the judicial's role in this case to ferret out what is the meaning of this law. Or at the very least, send it back to the legislature and say, hey, look, you know, you wrote this wrong. You know, I mean, there's two kids here, and, you know, the way you've written this thing makes them both victims and both perpetrators, and that's wrong.
Right. So the comments came in oral arguments on a motion asking the high court to overturn the finding of delinquency, the legal term in juvenile court for a conviction against ZC, who became pregnant after she and her boyfriend engaged in sex in October of 2003. State authorities filed delinquency petitions in July of 2004, alleging that each had committed sexual abuse of a child and a second degree felony if committed by an adult. The girl appealed the petition, saying her constitutional right to be treated equally under the law had been violated. Her motion noted that for juveniles who are 16 and 17, having sex with others in their own age group does not qualify as a crime. Juveniles who are 14 or 15 and have sex with peers can be charged with unlawful conduct with a minor, but the law provides for mitigation when the age difference is less than 4 years, making the offense a misdemeanor. For adolescents under 14, though, there are no exceptions or mitigation, and they are never considered capable of consenting to sex. A juvenile court judge denied the motion by ZC, who then admitted to the offense while preserving her right to appeal to a higher court. The boy did not appeal. Utah's Court of Appeals last December upheld the judge's refusal to dismiss, saying the law's rigorous protections for younger minors include protecting them for each other.
Right. Yeah, thanks for all that protection,
ZC,
Your Honor.
Then appealed to the Supreme Court of Utah. At Tuesday's arguments, an assistant attorney general argued the prosecution of the girl was not unreasonable. He said the statute in question...
There's nothing unreasonable about charging this girl and having her be the victim at the same time.
Says it's designed to prevent sex with children who are 13 and
younger. How is it designed to do that?
It's a good thing Mary, Jesus' mother, wasn't born in 1997.
I think she was like 13, too.
13.
Well, yeah, but she didn't get knocked up by anybody, right? Except for God Almighty.
Let's charge God.
Right. Put him in jail. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. More on this case with your thoughts. Certainly welcome or bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. And those free features include everything, including our shrine, which is the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ian, it's the return of Totosac.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I was worried their website was down for a little while. Something happened.
Well, actually, best I've got
people
is...
People were asking me, what happened?
Somehow or another, somebody owned the website. You know, they owned it through some company. Mm-hmm. Then somehow or another, they lost the ownership of it.
Oh, man.
They'll get it returned to them. They've actually got a deal penned for the Totosac.com. But until then, they've got, like, Totosac.us and Totosac.net and, like, Totosac.everything else. So you can go to Totosac.us. And order there if you'd like.
What's a Totosac?
Totosac is a retail grocery bag carrier. I was just using mine yesterday. I have a pair of them in the element. And
I lost one of mine. I'm very upset.
You need another one?
I do.
I'll get you. Yeah. Get you another one. And so it handles a heck of a lot more than you can. You can't carry as many bags in your hands, on your arms, as Totosac can. You can't do it nearly as conveniently. Also, with the Totosac, you do a little twist, and it holds all the bags together in the back of the vehicle. It's a convenient product. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's now available for fundraisers, small independent resellers, general merchandise. Visit Totosac.us on the net. And you can write them there and email. If you wish to purchase, you can click through and get a couple or a family pack. Wholesale orders are welcome with generous discounts. It's the original green thing. It's been available since 1997. And just go to Totosac.us. And we're going to be doing some giveaways. So if you'd like, we'll do one tonight.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to get to your phone calls here shortly. But just a few more details on what's happening in Utah, where the case regarding the 13-year-old girl who's now, I don't know, she's probably 20 at this
older
point.
Than that.
13-year-old girl who had sex with her 12-year-old boyfriend.
I don't think it was that long ago, Ian.
2003.
Okay.
That's when the actual sex act occurred. We probably heard about it later as it was snaking its way through the court system.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So now it's at the Supreme Court level in Utah where she is she's a criminal. She's an offender and a victim, apparently. She's been charged, found guilty of violating.
Does her victim's advocate represent her in court?
That's a good question. She was found as guilty of violating a state law that prohibits sex with someone under the age of 14. And according to the law, there is never an exception or mitigation for anybody that violates that particular statute.
How could there be? These 14-year-olds cannot have consent to have sex, so therefore they must prosecute them if they choose to.
Are they still together, and did she have the baby?
Ooh, that's a good question. I am not clear on that. I don't believe this information has that, or this particular article has that information.
Because remember the teacher who had sex with the 13-year-old?
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Right.
They're still together.
Right.
Yeah, he waited for her as she was in jail, and they got back together after that. Juvenile court judge denied the motion by ZC, that's the young lady in the case, who then admitted to the offense and appealed to a higher court. The Utah Appeals Court upheld the refusal to dismiss, saying that... that the rigorous protections for younger minors included protecting them from, I think it says four here, but I think they mean from each other. At Tuesday's arguments, Matthew...
But that's what's so silly here, is how is this law actually protecting anyone? 13-year-olds, if they can't...
Well, don't you know they're supposed to read the law?
If they can't consent to sex, then how can you, prosecute them for choosing to do it? Because they can't consent to the consenting of sex. Right?
You're using too much logic here, Mark. The kids should have just read every single law in the books.
If they don't know enough to have sex, then they don't know enough to choose not to.
They should have known enough to read every single criminal code in the Utah statute books, so they would have known that this was an illegal act that they were going to perform. And had they known that it was an illegal act that they were going to perform, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, had they known, then they wouldn't have done it, because they would have been scared of going to jail and being labeled as a sex offender for the rest of their lives. So they should have just read every single
conjugal.
So, Michelle, I think you would agree with me that this is too young for kids to have sex, right?
I think that age is too young for kids to have sex. I was very young the first time, second, third, whatever, that I had sex.
It's a lot easier for girls to make these choices, by the way, than guys. Because I would have had sex as early as 11 or 12 if I'd have had the option. But nobody was consenting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, come on. It's the role of every male.
You just blossomed late.
Well, this it's not about blossoming. It's about having somebody who's consenting.
So just a bit more here. Matthew Bates, the assistant attorney general, said it wasn't unreasonable to prosecute the girl. He said the statute in question is designed to prevent the sex with children who are 13 and younger. By passing that law, legislators were sending a message, he said. Sex with or among children is unacceptable. Randall Richards, the girl's attorney, argued that prosecuting children under a law meant to protect them is illogical. He said a child victim cannot also be a perpetrator in the exact same act. And so we will see what the Utah Supreme Court has to say on the matter when they decide to rule. But I can't say that I can't say that I feel like they're going to come back with anything good. But who knows? We shall see. And if we do learn about it, we'll certainly bring it to you. But this is just a case that just underlines the absurdity of the insanity of these government laws. The idea that in any way, shape, or form, that this is protecting young people is pretty absurd. It's pretty ludicrous. Now, my ex-girlfriend, Michelle, she, I think, first engaged in her first sex acts when she was 13 years old, and I can't see how her life would be any better had she been charged with some sort of criminal act. I mean, whether you think it's appropriate or not for a 13-year-old girl to be engaged
maybe
in
her life
things.
Would be better, or, maybe it would be better if she hadn't chosen to have sex at 13. But we out here in the real world don't get to make that decision for people. It doesn't work.
I'm adamantly against the state being involved in people's sex and personal lives regarding family and parenting and your body. So whether
Absolutely.
It's marriage or child-parent relationships or your own, just your personal body, I'm against it 100% completely.
Whose business is it? And it's just so, it's so intrusive and so obnoxious. And people are going to make mistakes regardless of what the law says, clearly. Not like anybody even knows what the law says. I mean, who really could read
Utah?
That crap?
Realize that this is taking place in Utah,
yeah.
Where you can have more than one wife.
I don't think you can anymore.
What?
I lived there for 9 months, and there were lots of people in my daughter's fifth grade class that had more than one mommy.
I think a dad. Hide it. I don't know. I need a Utah lawyer in here.
The church doesn't support it,
yes.
But it's not legally condoned.
It's not illegal. So.
Correct. Thank you.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've got some thoughts on the age of consent or what your story was when you were younger and how your life would not have been made any better by getting the state involved and then bringing charges against the people that were involved in having sex with one another. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include our news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the various different updates lists that we have there. There's the email delivery system. There's also Twitter and Facebook. So head over to news.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about young kids here. So how soon do you want to start teaching your child about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children. And I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple rhymes, simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun, let's talk to G down in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, G.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, G, doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just going to let you guys know, I'm actually not in Savannah. Don't plan to go back there. I'm close enough to be safe and close enough for when she gets out, she'll be here. But she was released on time served at 2 o'clock. She hasn't got out yet because...
Who are you talking about, G?
Mama Allie.
I know that, but...
How are you, Michelle?
Hi, G.
That was a good question, Michelle. I was going to ask that one myself. So you are talking about Mama Allie, who is another one of my heroes, running an underground business, providing food for people 24/7 down there in Savannah. She had made the move up to here to New Hampshire. Unfortunately, was under, I guess, a private bond, and they sent some bounty hunters after her. They got her. They put her back in jail. And well, I guess we thought it was going to be an arraignment today, but it sounds to me like it was a trial. If she was given time served, that means that was a trial, right?
All it was traffic tickets. So they gave her time served, but she's still there because, as we like to call it, Cheatham County, they're usually pretty busy, and they don't get paid anymore to let people out. So they'll walk around and make sure that they get enough water while they're sitting down, you know. And so she's still not out, but she is.
So wait a minute. She's getting out. It just takes them all day in order to, because her hearing was this morning.
Then they have shift changes. Yeah, her hearing was at 1:30.
Well, you know, the bureaucrats could pull a muscle letting her out too quickly. So it's important the union doesn't want them to do anything strenuous.
Yeah, and the way they see us, and we've not exactly shied away from telling them who they are and what they are, they don't get to know hurry with us. They just kind of, you know, they'll ignore us and stuff. And then on a little bit more of a positive note, I guess, tonight, I know that there's been stuff on the Internet about me stealing our van that was we purchased all the vehicles we own, but since we don't carry ID and don't have licenses, we put them in her brother's name. So I drove last night from where I was at to where I am now and was talking to somebody on the computer. They got where I was at, and they sent the Jasper County Sheriff here. And I actually met a cop today, and people know I have the Cop Fails Facebook on Facebook. They know I'm not the biggest fan of cops, but I met a cop today that was a real person, and it really moved me. I told him he should move to New Hampshire and be a cop up there. There is hope.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy pretty much took me to jail, but listened to the story and said, yes, legally you stole the vehicle, but the people that wrote the report up messed up too. They didn't include me in it, so the vehicle was the only thing they were looking for. They took the vehicle, which that's material possession, no big deal.
So why did the car end up stolen if you had purchased it and had put it in your brother's name? How did that happen?
See, me and Amanda don't have, or Mama Allie, sorry, we don't have driver's license.
Right.
But we have the resources to have vehicles. Well, in order to keep people from finding us and to be able to tag them and put license plates on them, we put them in her brother's name because he is legal.
Mm-hmm.
So then when she left, I took the van that they came and got today and went to be with my family to make sure they weren't, you know, out in the wilderness, basically. And they've been looking for me ever since. They found me today, and the cop listened to the story and said, you know, legally, on paper, yes, you stole this. Ethically, no, you didn't.
Did it's somebody
your vehicle. You paid.
So her brother reported it stolen? Is that the idea?
Yeah, he reported it stolen actually when I was in New Hampshire.
Was he upset at you guys for some reason? I mean, why would he do that?
He's the one that put the bond on her.
Oh, I see. So
he is now responsible for $1,000, and he's never done nothing on his own, not to change the view or nothing. But without her, he wouldn't be here right now. He wouldn't be where he's at. And not that she doesn't own that money and he owes it to the bond person. I'm not trying to say that, but that's why he turned around and did what he did, reported our vehicles, which legally they were his vehicles, stolen. And then, like I said, the officer listened to it, and he
gotcha.
Could have arrested me for being in possession of a stolen vehicle.
But he didn't.
Because they didn't put my name on it. No, he didn't. Because he said, you know what, legally you did steal it, but ethically you did not.
So now Mama Allie is getting out, as you say, hopefully within you know, a few hours. She's getting out of jail.
People are there to pick her up because I won't go into the jail no more. I won't go nowhere near that complex. The people, our friends that are picking them up, they were there at 5 o'clock because she said she thought she'd be out around 5 because they have court from 1 to 4 and then they go back to get processed. They take all the prisoners that day and then they bring them all back.
Yeah, and this can take hours. I mean, processing can be.
They told our friends it could be till midnight.
So when she gets out, how many other charges? I'm sorry, isn't she facing some other charges later down the line, or is she completely clear of everything now?
Everything's dropped. The,
really?
The thing that happened with the cop with the video, with the cop and everything.
Yeah, where the cop beat the crap out of her because she dared bring a video camera near them?
Yep, that magically, the two counts of obstruction and a battery on a police officer, and there was another charge, those magically disappeared.
That's
there.
Great news.
No longer in the system. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Fantastic. And then you are are you still facing a charge, Gene?
I have a contempt of court, yes. I have to be in my arraignment the 22nd. So.
Okay. Well, I hope that y'all are still planning on making a trip back up here to New Hampshire and escaping the South at some point.
We still have stuff there, so I had to leave some of the stuff there because when all that stuff happened, I had to leave our trailer with some of our cooking equipment and stuff. So,
good.
We'll be back up there. We're going to take a week off at least and just kind of disappear. And
cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are working out. Hopefully that the contempt of court thing will go pretty smoothly for you, and then after that we'll see you back up here, and you guys can get back out into the activism community.
Put the officer's name out there today too. Like I said, I'm not usually one that is on the side of them, but he was a real person. You know, he wasn't just a badge standing there. You know, thinking he's bad and he knows everything about everything. His name, he didn't give me his name, it just says F. Ashby with the Jasper County Sheriff's Department in South Carolina.
Well, it's good to know there are still some semi-good guys out there. Thanks,
Gene. With everything that's been going on lately, it was awesome.
It was a refreshing change, I'm sure, and I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, glad that Mama Allie's all right. Look forward to hearing from her. And thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if she gets out before you guys are off, I'll put it on for you.
Fantastic.
Guys,
so. Gee, have a great night, and I hope you have a happy reunion with her as well. That's Gee from the Savannah Last Biscuit at 800-259-9231. Again, some great entrepreneurs, he and Mama Allie, creating a underground food delivery service down in Savannah that operated pretty much unmolested for the most part by the police for the greater portion of 2 years. Until Mama Allie got the activist bug and decided to start carrying a video camera around with her.
Which just goes to show, by the way, I think people realize this innately, that if you break the law and the cops really don't care, it's not going to be any big deal. But if you confront the cops on things that they're doing that are wrong, because all she did was videotape a police officer.
You become an enemy of the state.
That's when you're an enemy of the state. And the suggestion that they're just there to enforce the law, I'm sorry. I stopped believing that a long time ago.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. And coming up, the insane clown posse has come out. We'll explain.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website, enjoy the features there for free. Main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content. Stuff you see there in the main column of the site was all created by listeners like you. You, as you're surfing around the web, you find something you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the freetalklive.com website, and other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like your suggestion or whether they dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can listen in via our listening options like broadband and dial-up streams, plus our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock at listen.freetalklive.com. Get the details and get tuned in over there. That's listen.freetalklive.com, and those are brought to you by qualityrental.com.
That's right, Quality Rental. The principal over there, Jim Frechette, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He owns Quality Rental in Rhode Island. If you're having an event, whether it's a party or wedding, barbecue, church gathering, anything that's going on in southern New England, check out their website at qualityrental.com. They can serve your needs. Qualityrental.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go continue here with your phone calls. Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Mark, long time no hear, huh?
How you been, Jeremy?
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Oh, I was just wondering about the Joe Miller ad on your website.
Who?
There's a Joe Miller ad on your website.
On my website? I would know about this. Can you jog my memory a little bit? Where is this?
Well, it comes on before you get to watch the cam.
Ustream, right. Our cam provider puts ads in there, so I don't know. I don't know what they're advertising. What about it?
Well, I just wondered if y'all were allowing him to, you know, advertise there because of the free market, or if you guys were endorsing him. I know he's probably not the, you know, Ian and Mark and everybody out there's type candidate, but I think he's better than a lot of candidates
I've never heard of him. I doubt, you know, we would want to have anything to do with him or we didn't know anything about him.
We did not consciously make that decision, Jeremy.
That's
Ustream. But I do understand choosing to make, you know, you look at the candidates out there, you say, well, this one's better than that one, and so you decide to put your vote behind him. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But it's not us. That's not our ad. That's not, Mark, you didn't sell that. That's not a Free Talk Live ad. That's Ustream.tv. That's the provider of the video streaming service, that they're the ones that put that there.
Well, he's a Tea Party candidate running for U.S. Senate in Alaska, and I've been campaigning for him up here and everything, and I just wanted to say, I guess I don't need to thank you all, but thank the stream people for me.
Okay, well, there you go. In fact, I bet you that you're probably one of the only people that actually saw that. I'd imagine Ustream is targeting those ads. If he's only running a campaign in Alaska, they probably know where you live and are targeting you.
IP address.
Yep, yeah. Yep, exactly right. So I hope that clears it up. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just it's good to be able to listen to you guys again today. I hope you've been doing well. I haven't been able to listen lately. I've been working a lot.
Well, you know where to find us when you're ready for us, and I thank you for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's hard to listen to 21 hours of live radio every single week. I mean, Free Talk Live is live 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week. We had She Talk Live on last night for the Sunday edition, and things got a little tipsy in the studio from what I understand.
Well, that's not legal on the radio. Fortunately, it was a podcast. You know, if you listen, if you sit at a computer or something all day long, you can listen. You know, there's jobs where you can listen to 21 hours of content a week.
Yeah, some people can, sure.
And I think podcasts are generally better for those people than the radio. But, you know, some people prefer the radio. I like to get those things live. I know the feeling, but I generally tune in to and out to the shows. I know what times the shows that I like to listen to are on, and when I get in the car or I happen to have a radio nearby, work in the yard or something like that, I'll say, oh, well, this is what I want to listen to that's on currently. But I don't necessarily listen to the shows from start to finish.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Michelle, are you much of a radio listener at all, or are you more of like CDs? Podcasts.
Oh gosh. Well, I haven't had a television for 13 years.
Wow. You have no ability to watch a DVD
box
or anything like that.
On this little.
Oh, you got your computer.
yeah. So no, I haven't had one of those.
That's great.
And as far as like radio or whatever, I'm not real tech savvy, you know, as George, thank you George today, so that I don't know the geek speak thingy or whatever. So, I mean, I can turn it on. I like typewriters.
No way, really?
I like typewriters.
Do you have a typewriter?
I in storage, I do. And wow. I would prefer to listen to LPs. I wouldn't even say vinyl. Uh-huh. I would say LPs, records.
Wow, you are old school.
I'm old school.
A typewriter, for real? Like, you prefer a typewriter over a word processor?
Well, I write, and there's something about the click, 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 click thing that I dig for, like, creative purposes or letter writing. I still send mail snail mail, too.
Wow.
Scented. Which Mike Tyner really appreciated from jail.
When he was in jail. Oh, man.
All of your letters are scented?
So you're not...
Generally?
Well, the ones that you got, were they?
I got letters. I haven't been in jail.
No, you didn't get any letters.
So would you describe it? I mean, you're obviously not a Luddite. I mean, you're not opposed to technology. You're sitting with a laptop in front of you right now.
Right. I just don't think that I have, in the past, had adequate time to keep up on it properly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was busy. I was a single mom, homeschooling kids, working from home. It requires,
it's a lot to keep up on.
It is. And so, I mean, I have this ridiculous BlackBerry. I don't know how to use the functions. It's stupid for me to have this. I need to have a walkie-talkie. I need to have a styrofoam, two styrofoam cups with a string in between.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Ed is on the line in D.C. with Ian, Michelle, and Mark with Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ed?
It's just such a pleasure to have Miss Seven in the studio with you guys.
Indeed.
Are you feeling better, Ed? You sounded pretty sick yesterday.
No, I'm a little bit better. I'm still pretty much
under the
weather.
Did he call in to last night's show or something, or what?
No, Ed Dickey, who's, you know, doing the Civil Disobedience Evolution fundraiser New Year's Eve bash. You don't know about that?
I think I've heard something about it.
That's him on the phone.
Ed, you're in D.C. How are you going to do a bash for the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund if you're in D.C.?
Well, I've got some friends in New York that have helped me out a little bit. And that's why I was calling, actually. I wanted to let the listeners know about it. They can go to New Year's Eve LibertyBash.com. And they can purchase a ticket there, and
All the proceeds are going to go to Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund and wow. to Liberty on Tour, also to Pete and Adam.
That's fantastic. What was the inspiration behind this event? It's in New York, New York City?
Yeah, it's going to be Manhattan. It's at a bar called Jake's Dilemma. And the inspiration is Liberty on Tour and the idea of Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. I think it's a fantastic idea. Once I found out about it, I just wanted to get behind it, and that's it. So I thought, you know, I'm going to throw a big bash, a New Year's bash, for all my liberty-minded friends and turn it into a benefit.
I think that's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear that we've got, you know, such great self-starters and people out there that know how to get things put together and organized. But I'm curious, Ed. I mean, you live in D.C., so why is it that the New Hampshire-based Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, which is specifically designed to support New Hampshire-based disobedient activists, why is it that's so interesting or attractive to you?
And that you do it in Manhattan.
Are you planning on moving to New Hampshire?
I actually am. I'm a friend of the Free State Project. I'm trying to move up there within the next 2 years is basically my plan. M7 keeps on pushing me. She wants me up there now, but that's just not going to be feasible.
Well, it'll be a good thing. It'll be exciting, I'm sure, to get out of Washington, D.C. Having visited there a couple of times, I've about had my fill of it. And it's great up here. And have you had a chance to visit New Hampshire yet?
I sure did. In fact, I met you guys up at the Porcupine Festival.
Way to step in it, Ian. Good job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember everybody I meet. I'm sure you understand that. But very cool. I'm glad that you were able to come up here and experience that. So what was that? What was most interesting about it all for you?
Besides me.
Gentlemen, if you think she's vain, she's worth what she's talking about.
She was definitely a pleasure to hang out with. And that's what it was. I mean, that was the best thing, was just meeting all the liberty-minded people, seeing people buying and selling with silver, the people exercising their Second Amendment. Yeah, it was an amazing time.
Well, where can folks go to learn more about your event, Ed?
Again, it's New Year's Eve, LibertyBash.com.
New Year's Eve, LibertyBash.com. Go there, and if you're going to be near New York City New Year's Eve, this is the place to go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour 2's up next. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.